Welcome to Ojibwe Stories, Gaganunanida, a program of Ojibwe stories and culture. I'm your host, Eric Reddix. I'm from the Lacouture Ojibwe Reservation in northwest Wisconsin, and I'm currently an assistant professor of American Indian Studies at the University of Minnesota Duluth. Our guest today is Gordon Jourdain, who grew up in the Ojibwe community of Lac La Croix in northwest Ontario.
Can we talk about moose a little bit?
Yeah.
Was this something that you like ever go along with, like on a moose hunt, or was it more like, did you, you know, help out with the processing of it? Just describe, because I think for those of us in our part of the world, moose are a little exotic.
Oh. Well, my brothers will tell you I'm the best moose hunter in the world.
Really?
They'll have a different version of what that's how that story goes. I'll share with you a story that my grandmother was my teacher for a lot of the things that I remember, and even my teacher with the language. She shared the old Ojibwe version with me, and one of the things that she told me about was in the winter when our people were snowed in, usually in their wigwams or whatever kind of shelter that they were able to build for themselves. The women would use the sinew from the spine of the moose because it's longer. The moose are longer.
Right.
They're kind of like longer than a deer. Deer's probably only about maybe like this.
Yep.
But a moose is longer. So they would take that sinew and pull it off and then hang it up in the wigwam to dry. And by the time winter kind of forced them to be indoors all the time, that is when they would make all their moccasins and do beadwork and all those things. But they didn't have any thread. All they did, apparently, was just go up to where they had the dried sinew, pick out a piece, and just pull it right off of the main part of the drying sinew, and then use that to sew with. And that's got to be really strong. And they would use that to make their clothing, their moccasins, and to kind of use it to make anything. I suppose even use it as a string or a rope. There's a part on the male moose that's underneath here. Mishomodejnikade is really proud of that's his medicine. His medicine pouch that he carries. A lot of the different animals have parts that were given to them from the Creator to cherish, and as Anishinaabe people, we needed to know which ones they were. So when we were hunting those kinds of animals, we take those parts out and either respectfully put them in the water or respectfully hang them up on a tree or wherever those things need to be put at, because then you would be returning those gifts back to those kinds of animals for their knowledge to grow from generation to generation. We thought about them as equal in value. We did not diminish them because they were animals. We were equal to them.
Right.
So we respected them that way a long time ago. There wasn't a slaughterhouse where we chopped everything up into pieces and not put any of their sacred body parts back.
Right. So that part in particular, they treated different or put it in a tree?
Different animals have different parts.
What about deer? Was there anything that they...
I can't remember what the deer is. I know the moose is like its knees. I think it's the most... I mean the amik, you have to cut out their knees and put them back in the water. Yeah. And a rabbit has a sacred part. Every single animal does.
What's the rabbit?
I can't really remember all those ones. Yeah. That's why I need to spend a little more time with the elders to learn that part in my journey.
Could you give like a brief synopsis in Ojibwe of the sinew?
Yeah. Ginitawig igno komisiban. Pepkuite mokinikas mozonu tuteman. No komisiban. Ki ayawagite shwinawa inga. Kikchimin de moe, we apiche. Go talk a shinny and get so we bone, eh? Gabe, keep him at easy. Anderskeo gintagi gona. Omi show me sibanino. Wegi mob gizniskas. Gabe, keep matzi a kins, you know much. Go talk nisht and I get so we bone gizzi. Gima chat kins, no commissiban dashing go talk shinny even. Minigantagi good. No komis ami shum sanin dasha a gin targig. No komisiban gi wa winda magni bio ge go ga esti ge at gi gita debachi mo ta ge go. Mi ma inge on jin ta na when the when jin ta ge te anish na be mo an no gum. Gi u gi a vaje tu an ge te anish na be ki to inan. E ingi dashi ge gi enda a gwa ginu ga ning mi no e I. Wish to what ng no pime isa again be bonnik, me mind a pig and the gogin and be my jaw again. Gender be bon shio at the man a king. No piming, me the sha moons navacha gino biggy jeezy, ginoania, ginoania, that the gagun and moons. Et away, my e, we assay ani. Apichemin apogatio en ake vi as mi desmage age u ji tatis nikate ke no abiga tatuk mi deshe beku bakuchi betona mos tatagago ning mi va uchi tat mi deshin zaneje eja tuat ma binje I wagenu ganing ci batte nik batte ga snaps kane ma pane bin dik skute ma ya nawe I ya wagenu gan mi ma wenji When you pass what, me know when you give you what, can you give you the wagon, me is a nishnabeg. Me dash cane, not you again, you should be born, nick me, she go near. And if I pass what, think you money tanag, wabos, moons wagon, a make, wash gishy wagon. Nibby okay, go tayana, or me dash match you to what gay guna. Minty moe, a gay go gay biscum water we are. Magazine ga tushuna magazine na tushuna magazine an biskawagan na tushuna amjikaw na tushiawa wabuze kono tushuna I wabu wanja jagushewad kinage goge na bjituna nibyo gego wayani waka awesiyak e de shogi abjituna mi e I Chikshki guachi ga geyot, ujitat. Mi doge, mi goi abaji tuta no kumisiban ke go wikshki guachi ga ge, tata yan wine ish abani ga not abaji tuna o kane is nogi abaji tuna o tuguen. Mi mana ke ish at enda shibate ge ujitat, ish wiko bitut. Peshi gette go du dapinan, ish nichishki bitut. Mi deshi abaji tuta Nabo tut manake in Shabanigan, me the Shigeski Gochigaget. Mose cheated Ogi Abajitun, Ogi Abajituna to Gay Ogiski Gotan. Mishkoe, I happy cheer, Ojitad. Give on that Naku, Wapishka, Ojitad, we are say Amag. Mishkoa, Pij Mishkoa, Ojitad. Yeah. Menjikaunag, or ear. No chico que go gaba chito na wa ni sna be gon chigi juzi wat wa bozekon o gaba chito na wa we were con and go chito wat e gaba chia na a me ko yan we were con mi na wa I manjika on ngo get to na wa te kispin mi ga ki te kuta no komisi ban kispin ka ki kashin jiu chin go che mi we gaba chito en gi ni ke I Piwishkin anish nikate Machikine inga gochigia yakata Kini bi kag mi mazakige Piwishkin an Goting the sha pate Anipate can be bong we took Can you get the ewang me or Piwishkin an pate Mid a sha Gisping gikajin goji Gikajin babaya in magjage Gipakubi seni bi kang giti papa or gisina bi bone Gitu tapinan, biweshkinan, pinja egi da ton manjikawaning. Ah, gishuwa yatuk. Magsha gegi makizeneng gita ton. Gishpinayagota, Gikachisiteochi in Gochingi, Gikitono Kumisiban, Giwa in the mag, Gongi, Wewening in the mag, Gishigayan, Gishpin Gotinga, Whippimachit is on. Gotinga, Kubi Seoya, Babayat, Pane Babayat, Puguche, Pakubi said the washing, Pimusayan, Pa Nibe Kubi saying, Anish Gishigayan, Jigi Josian. Iga abajitona piweshkin angi kito kispin ti pabawe wat giminchkao nag kimakizinan ti pabawe again biweshkin angi abajiton. My grandmother would always share with me how to survive under extreme conditions, particularly when it was it's very cold where I grew up, and if you're out and about in the wilderness all the time, unknowingly, you may fall through the ice sometimes, mm-hmm. because it may look like it's solid where you're going, mm-hmm. but there's an underwater current there, yeah. or something, and it just thins the ice like that. So there are chances that you're going to be falling through somewhere. So she used to tell me, if you ever get your mitts or hands or any part of your body wet and you're going to be really, really cold, you need to go find this plant that's growing where it's swampy and full of water. Mm-hmm. It's a cattail.
Mm-hmm.
The cattails that are the brown part of it, when mm-hmm. those things get old, and I guess when it's seasonally done for them, you can pull those apart, and it's that stuff that's really fluffy in there.
So the thing that looks like a hot dog, that part of
it? Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So that part there can actually save you from freezing your fingers and your hands.
Huh.
You take that and you stuff your mittens or your gloves with that, and your hands will be warm. And then your feet too. She said, put that in your gimakisinan.
Huh.
We wore moccasins when we were kids.
Yeah.
My mother would make those
mm-hmm.
for all of us. We didn't have any store-bought shoes.
No Nikes.
No. Still don't. I'm a Skechers guy. and that's what she told me to use.
This is Ojibwe Stories Gaganunanada, a program of Ojibwe culture. Our guest today is Gordon Jourdain, who grew up in the Ojibwe community of Lac La Croix in northwest Ontario.
Another story related to the use of Biweshkinan is one time, and I don't know if I ever told you this one. My grandmother's grandfather was 120 years old when he left this earth.
Hmm.
My grandmother was 114.
Hmm.
He handed down a lot of oral knowledge to my grandmother. Then my grandmother handed all that down to me. I was asking her, and I... jokingly, I guess naively too, I said, well, how did your grandfather carry fire with him, or how did your grandfather make a fire if there wasn't any big lighters or red bird matches back then? And she told me, well, she carried it in a little pouch around his waist. And as a young kid, I'm like, what? How could he do that?
Mm.
I mean, carry it. I was envisioning an open flame, right? And this man is carrying this around. He's a little bag. But what she was talking about, and she never ever told me, but as I grew in my knowledge as an Anishinaabe Inini, I started to learn how to make a fire without using a big lighter or a red bird match. And that biweshkinan ignites really, really good. It just goes poof, like that.
Huh.
So you would need your a way of making a spark. Zagatagan smolders.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can create a spark and it falls onto your zagatagan, it just goes poof, and it'll start smoldering. It won't catch on fire.
Oh, so it's not like birch bark.
No, it just smolders.
Huh.
And it's red. And it smolders for, depending on how big your piece is, you probably just need a piece like this, about that big.
Like really small.
Yeah,
huh.
So he would have zagatagan in his pouch. he would have a flint to spark with and be weshkinan.
Mm-hmm.
So those things were in his pouch. But my grandmother didn't tell me that I had to find out those things because it was part of my journey as an inini.
Mm-hmm.
Our gift from the Creator as inini is to be keepers of fire.
Huh.
Yeah. Fire keepers. Mm-hmm. We tend to the fire, make sure that it's lit for our women all the time, traditionally.
Hmm. Could you tell that one in Ojibwe?
So go, no komisi bane a. Pepkuita moko gintagi go na. Omisho msi banin. Isa wegi maabgi jnikazo kensi. Ki ayadash. Apichi gikchi ayawe. Ngo dok nishta nagit sabibona gizia kensi iban. Ki maachat. Chando ishati ite shawat ki chanishnabe minanek. No komisi bandash. Ngo dok ashini win gits. Ashini godok medasu ashini even gets so bona gize. Ogi windamag no meshomsan gego no komisiban gi windamag niwa genina I kapi enat ziwago na nishna beg memisha. Midasha gigi bat sita giushki mat sita ya kinagego giken dan in ozo ya ganishkego apijo gikenazin giushki mat sita. Gika gwechi maban no komisi ban no komisi dina. Gimi kinji aguta. Gimi na na gimi kinji akko. Gi pape ik pane. Ani ga na ta vituta gimi shumsi ban. Ji buta wet babaya at no mingi spina asno ge in ga wenge go skaish ko dawan. Ga wenge go shko den se asno. Ani ga na ta vituta ji buta wet. Ga gwechi man no komisi ban. We wind the mag. Bizana tenda hung up to keep his anise. Nanaga mogia, kia, and then a camigis it. Mabi jan dig, mabina matapin. Medesha ah, as you wind the mowit, oh, yogi ayan. Mashkimo tens, nemishum siban, hito. Mogi ribinan, mogi a good ten, jigay. Eu agora já tenho, né, que vim de eu escutei, que tá, onde puta vet. Me deixa dentro, mano, Ah, nem este gigo, hein? Se permito, eu te escutei, mas que motem, sim, calma, te chague só se cá. Quem, sim, ainda é, né, não. Pá, mas eu chego, cangue ainda, mas se eu, né, mas cá tem, né, que vim de eu, mas que motem, mas que motem. Pá, mas eu chego, que é, que não mago, angue, nem, Geek no magma kenzie gego. Missugo e abajito gwen e biwana kijinikazo sin gishpin pakite o tejipska kone said. Biwanak. Edes kegitago abajituna. Sagatagan jinikate ne mashkiki. O mashkikim a mythic basic. Bima eji pakwenegi zagatagan. Midasma eji. E já tu e no guiche e gutinge e kita tu ni ma wewe ni apiche e a biscanese nena vushu mishi tu naga ni nikate mitte gunga ya aya iwe nena vushu mishi tu naga mino wada she in biweshkinan mi gwanji tu pska kunese e biweshkinan gishpin aya guche aya guta aya jagite se guche Midashmawanji magi ayat, we guas magi the tun, mitigonsan magi the natun, bushkode binash, Asia yain. Gawin minskode gipinazin, o dabaji chigan no gipinan. Biwana, biweshkinan, minawaza gatagan, minawada she ingotinge, nanabushumish dunagan, miwe, skode, manjushi tutoya. Kaime muchashku desu. Misugu e.
This is Ojibwe Stories Gaganunida, a program of Ojibwe culture. Our guest today is Gordon Jourdain, who grew up in the Ojibwe community of Lac La Croix in Northwest Ontario.
I don't usually think of Canada and hay. When I think of hay, I think of like southern Wisconsin or...
Oh.
You know, you mentioned, what, one of your wains or somebody made the hay or...
Yeah.
How did that work? I mean, it wasn't mechanized, right?
They was just cut it with a scythe.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know where he got the scythe from. Yeah.
But I mean, was there a lot of open areas?
No.
It was just like a few spots.
Get him in the bays.
Oh, okay.
In the bays along the shore. It grows really pretty high in there. And that's what Niue Aban would go and cut for my dad and pile it up. And then...
And did it look like, you know, when we're used to driving around in the country? Or
just, no, not like a, not, not,
oh,
bales.
Not like a big
it's just
round bale?
Piles of it. I used to go play on them. There was kind of a central stick in the middle. I don't know why there was a stick in the middle.
Huh.
Middle like, or like a, more like a pool like this.
Yeah.
In the middle. I think it was probably just to hold it together so it didn't blow away.
Hmm.
So I'd go and play on those hay mounds. I'll call them hay mounds.
Mounds.
Mounds of hay. And that's what that old man would do. And in return, my father would haul some wood for him in the winter from the forest. You know, drop off a few logs at his house with my dad's horse because the old man didn't have any way to pull his wood. So
did a lot of people have horses, or was that kind of unusual? Because, again, that's something I don't think of with Ontario.
If you ever go into the internet, look up the Lac La Croix Indian pony. We used to have those ponies at the place where I grew up. My grandmother had one. My mother's mother had one. Her horse was called Bijike.
Oh, well.
and then my wee had some too, but they were much younger. They weren't the kind that pull. I don't think they were the pulling kind of horses. But my dad had a different kind of horse. It was really huge. When I was a kid, I thought it was really huge. Huh. It was a black horse. But it was a logging horse.
Oh, so it wasn't quite like Zorro, like a black stallion.
No.
Okay.
Not for that purpose. It was really...
stocky.
Yeah, for pulling. Yep. And the other horses, like Lac La Croix Indian ponies, are shorter. And they're hardy. You don't even have to feed them. They actually lived on their own for a while.
And they could hang in pre-global warming.
Yep.
Lac La Croix.
Yeah.
I mean, I assume up there it's kind of the same where it's... I mean, because winters here are way better than even when I was a kid in the 80s, let alone, yeah, I imagine, like in the 50s.
Yeah.
So.
It seemed like we had harsher winters when I was young.
Yeah.
Compared to what we have now.
Yeah, for sure. So, did the community, they still have horses or these ponies, snowmobiles? And...
I forget what year it was. Might have been 1974, 1975. And I don't know who decided to do it, but they came and got the horses. And they're part of the rare breed of Canada horses. They mated them with a Mustang. I think it was a Spanish Mustang. And now there's over, I know it's over 100 horses now.
Oh, so this is a thing. This is a breed of horses.
It is now. At the time when they went and got it, there may have been only 5 of them. Yeah.
So, but before that, it was just what the community had, and they probably, I mean, they developed through environment. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
These are...
And they were stockier and hardier.
Yep.
Hmm. I'm bad with horses, so I don't know if I'm using the right term with that.
Me too. I'm really bad. I used to be afraid of them. Because if you want to go out into the forest and they see you there, they chase you.
Huh. So they'd run through the woods?
Yeah.
Like they didn't just stick to the hay or the field? Or
no. They were free roaming.
Hmm.
They had their barns, but they're not the kind of horse that you would put in a stable and leave them there. You got to let them go.
These horses sound tough.
They were. They were very tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely not dainty, it sounds
no,
like.
No.
Boy, that's interesting.
It was a hardy breed. Lac La Croix Indian pony. You got to look that up on the internet to find out a little bit more about it. Then my dad's horse was bigger. I don't know what kind he was. I see those horses on TV, the Clydesdales.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of that kind of stocky build like that for pulling, yeah.
And so how they get these horses, was it a self-producing population, or would they buy them from the outside, or both?
My grandmother, my mother's family, comes from Onamanozagaigan, Lake Vermilion, and it's part of the Boyce Fort band of Chippewa Indians.
Mm-hmm.
That's where my mother and my grandmother came from. And I don't know much about how they got the horses to Lac La Croix from there. But there are other people that were not from Minnesota, that were from different areas that went to live in Lac La Croix. They had horses too.
Hmm.
The same kind of horse. So I don't have any idea. I'll have to ask my one of my cousins. He's like a historian for our community. He knows a lot of things. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Hmm.
I hope to go back there and talk to them someday. So that's how that was. Apologize for not knowing how the story goes, but then that's the way of...
No, I just think it's interesting because I don't think a lot of people necessarily associate horses and fields with that part of Canada, you know?
At the community where I grew up, there weren't any fields. The grass grew in the bays.
You mean like in the water or adjacent to...
If you go along on your car, mm-hmm. you'll see these mounds of mud where the hay grows.
Hmm. Oh, so it's something where the trees don't want it, can't grow. No, oh,
nothing
I
else grows there. It's just real tall grass, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm using the wrong word. I'm not a farmer.
Yeah, well, me either, so. Huh.
Yeah.
Do they still do that? I mean, do they still have those horses, or don't they say
no,
they came and took them?
They came and took them, yeah. And who decided to do that, I don't know. But I'm sure they would have perished, and they would have been no more that breed of horse. Because they were running around free, nobody was taking care of them. And maybe they did, I just didn't realize it because I was just young.
Interesting. Hmm. That's all the time we have today. I want to thank our guest Gordon Jourdain for sharing his stories with us. This is Ojibwe Stories Gaganunida. I'm your host, Eric Reddix. To listen again to past episodes of the program online, visit the program page at kumd.org and click on Ojibwe Stories. Ojibwe Stories Gaganunida is produced by KUMD and the Tribal Sovereignty Institute at the University of Minnesota Duluth, home of the Master of Tribal Administration and Governance, or MTAG, program, where students learn about leadership, law, sovereignty, and management from a tribal perspective. MTAG was designed by tribes for tribes, currently accepting applications for fall enrollment. More information can be found at umdmtag.org. Funding for Ojibwe Stories Gaganunida is provided in part by the UMD College of Education and Human Service Professions and by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.